as it helps attract more business, because we are about business, aren't we? This is modifications to the municipal code relative to impact fees. Madam Clerk, you have a meeting notice.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, if I could ask the finance officer to please read it so I can.
Mr. Rotzenberg, yes, here, please.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Monday, April 6, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend Statute 92-9 of the Municipal Code of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, pertaining to impact fees upon land developed pursuant to 660617 of the Wisconsin statutes, pursuant to the Public Facilities Needs Assessment and Impact Fee Study, February 2020, a revised public facilities needs assessment prepared for the city, including but not limited to proposed amendments to the impact fees amounts, providing reductions to single-family and two-family residential land development fees approximating 40%, reductions to multifamily residential land development fees approximating 43%, reductions to commercial land development fees approximating 19%, and an increase in industrial land development fees approximating 53%. To exempt public schools from the application of and the requirement for the payment of each of the various impact fees, to provide for a Census Bureau construction price index annual adjustment to the amounts of impact fees in lieu of an annual 5% increase, and to provide for a fee reduction in support of low-cost housing, affordable housing development. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Wisconsin Statute 660617, subparagraph 3. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend 92-9 impact fees of the Municipal Code, as foresaid, together with a copy of the revised public facilities needs assessment pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 660617, subparagraph 3, and subparagraph 4B, for example, the public facility needs assessment and impact fee study, February 2020, are available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The proposed draft form ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the City of Franklin Common Council. Dated this fourth day of March 2020 by Sandra Wasilowski, City Clerk.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. Before we get into the public hearing, my tradition with the Plan Commission is we always let the public know the bottom line on what we're talking about. So, Mr. Rotzenberg, we have four items, substantially four items that we're talking about that the Common Council has to decide tonight. Can you go over what those four items are? And I know that Mr. Maxwell's on the phone, who is the consultant, so whatever you want to do.
So the four items before the Common Council this evening are the items that were listed in the public hearing notice, but we'll review those. Specifically, the needs assessment, as it was included in the council packet, will reset the park, library, law enforcement, and municipal court facilities, transportation systems facilities, fire protection, and emergency medical services facility fees.
That's one.
That's the first one. The second item is to provide for the use of the U.S. Census Bureau's construction price index for single-family homes under construction for the prior 12-month period preceding September of the prior year. So that is to reset the annual impact fees. Under current city ordinances, impact fees are raised by 5% annually on January 1st. This would reset that to, as we said, the U.S. Census Bureau's construction in price index set for the 12-month period ending September prior to that January 1st reset. The third item under consideration is to address the application of impact fees for affordable housing by providing for a fee reduction. So that's the third item. And the last item is to exempt public schools and other institutional developments from the application of and the requirement for the payment of each of the various impact fees. I would remind the Common Council that this impact fee study does not address the water or sanitary sewer fee, and those will be done at a later date. But this exemption for public schools would be to all fees, including water and sewer, for public schools.
I move to table this until we can hold a public meeting when the public can openly invited to the meeting to speak. So I move to table this.
I'll second.
Is that appropriate? Mr. City Attorney.
You have a properly noticed public hearing today. Public hearings may be postponed to another date, and that has occurred in practice. The method of operation is the public hearing is open. People provide their comments, if any, and then the matter's put over to a date certain. In this particular case, I'm unaware of what time period this would be postponed to, and you might have continuing postponements if the motion passes. But in terms of the legal realm, my thought is it may be continued. So I'm understanding table to mean postpone and continue to another date. And I would suggest that if there's a thought for that, that the public hearing be opened. And then that would be the action instead of closing the public hearing. Is that what table?
We would listen to those that are present tonight to speak, and then at the closing of that, we would still hold it over to another date. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'd be in favor of that.
Second as well.
Okay, so at this point, you're withdrawing your motion.
That's what it means.
I think he was amending his motion to form with the city attorney, and I was agreeing with that. But that's Alderman Mayer's call.
Correct.
Okay, so you're just holding off on that until you see how many people get up and make comments tonight. Is that correct?
No, I'm still making the motion. We'll let who's ever there tonight make their case, but I think this should still be properly noticed as a public meeting at a time when the public can reasonably attend. So I think we should listen to those that are there tonight and record their comments. But I think we should hold it over then after that.
Okay. All right. But you do agree, Alderman, that this meeting was properly noticed?
Properly noticed and practically noticed are two different things. It's not practical for people when we're in a major health situation, a health crisis, and people are told to stay home. This is not the time to hold a public hearing.
Well, I don't disagree with that. However, the meeting notice was the meeting notice. But anyway, okay. All right, so with that, I will open the public hearing notice. Is there anyone wishing to provide testimony? What happened to our
motion? Point of order, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Do we want to hold that motion and second on the floor? So.
Okay. On the motion to continue this after testimony this evening.
Well, wait, look for discussion, right?
All right, discussion of the motion. Alderman Taylor.
Well, I think I'm trying to figure out what the point of this is. If it's because we don't have people here in attendance, is that's the issue? I guess I'm hearing. I think that what I'm getting at is I think it's about the school issue. I don't think anybody has an issue with probably one, two, or three, and it's specifically regarding the exemption of public schools. From what I've seen, the comments on social media. I mean, I'd like to if that issue wants to be laid over. That decision maybe doesn't have to be made tonight, but this is costing developers money. It costs future business because we are so out of line. This conversation has been taken for years, and we're finally here now, and now we want to kick it down the road again. I understand that there's a pandemic in that, but I think the first three we should definitely take care of because I don't think there's any controversy there of lowering the impact fees. Which will help spur development. If we don't do that, any new projects coming forward are going to be stuck with these current fees at this rate. And we just saw with the Ballpark Commons development with the Velo Village that there was a lot of impact fees that had to be paid. And so that $14.6 million that we're including in that new TID, That would have been a lot lesser number. So I would want to move forward on at least the first three.
Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Nelson and Alderman Barber.
I agree with Alderman Taylor.
Alderman Nelson, then Alderman Barber.
I will yield to Alderman Barber.
Alderman Barber.
I agree with Alderman Taylor that we should vote on the first three tonight.
Alderman Nelson.
I would like to see, especially some of the comments I've received today and emails and a few texts, that we move forward on 1 through 3, holding over 4 and have perhaps a little more discussion on 4. That's all I have.
My only comment is I think people are making a judgment on this school district one, and I think they're being a little, they're projecting some politics into this where I don't think that it exists. I think they're making a foregone conclusion on something that doesn't exist. Alderman D'Andrea.
You know, this is not the first time that we've seen this item. It's been in front of us multiple of times. I agree with the mayor. I think people are paranoid of thinking on how we're going to vote, where we've read all the comments that have come through on Facebook. I know that we have seriously thought about this, and I am waiting to hear the comments from the public that are here. But I'm ready to vote on this and move this forward on all 4 items. I think the public will be somewhat surprised on what happens. But that's it. Thanks.
And, Your Honor, if I may,
Alderman Taylor.
And I'd like to at least, you know, before we just vote on this or even at some point, I want to make a few comments about item 4. And I'm actually glad we're having this conversation with probably more people paying attention tonight than would have been here during the public hearing, because we can talk about the mismanagement of the school district. So when we get an opportunity, and the school board, so when I will take some time to talk about that.
Alderman D'Andrea.
One more comment. You know, this has come back to us a multitude of times because we've asked for additional data to come to us. So people want us to make a decision being ill-advised with supporting documentation coming from the supporting school districts that are in the city of Franklin. We finally got that information. So we are ready. I am at least prepared to make that decision. And I think some of my fellow council members are also prepared to make that decision and move forward. Thank you.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Are we prepared to read into the record the emails that were sent? I know I saw at least 3. Do we have those available for reading into the record?
The answer is yes. One of them is rather lengthy, but certainly.
Okay. I guess if we're going to, I don't know where we're going with this motion, but most of the comments were related to the school district item. There's simply more people seem to want to be present for that. If we are going to separate those out, I'd like that to be very clear that that's the way we're going with the motion, because the motion that stands right now is not separating that. And then as far as separating that out and just doing the first item, I do have some comments I'd like to make, so I want to make sure I have the floor for a little while before we make that vote as well.
Mayor?
Alderman Barber.
I also have a comment that one of my constituents has asked me to read into the record. I think it's all available for or at the place for each alderman. It's from Mary Yank, but I'd like that to be part of the record as she has submitted it for consideration.
Okay. We need to conclude the motion first, and then we got to open a public hearing because we haven't opened the public hearing yet.
So the motion is, what is the motion? I mean, is that going to prevent us from taking action on any items? Like, I think that's the thing. I'd like to take action on at least 3. I'm prepared to vote on all 4. You know, this motion of tabling a public hearing after we make a decision on 3 of the 4 items or all 4 items, I mean, I think that's premature. I think you should let the public hearing, let's have a debate, and then make a timely motion to table.
Mayor?
Alderman Mayor.
How can we have a public hearing when the public's not supposed to be present tonight? I don't disagree with anything that's been said in the last 10 minutes, but it's a public hearing. It's for the public to come and express themselves. We're not able to do that tonight. Let's put this off until a time when it can be done, and we can have the public come in and make their case. I don't disagree with anything that was said, but it's a public hearing.
Well, Alderman, I don't entirely disagree with you. However, I've been doing public hearings now for, what, 20 years? I always want more people at public hearings. What we see in front of us tonight is pretty typical. I wish there was more.
That may be, Mayor, but we're encouraging people to stay home. They're under a national emergency. They're under a governor's order to stay home. They're safer at home. They're not supposed to leave the house for non-essential items. I'm sorry, but this is non-essential now. It's been coming to us for years and months and weeks. We don't have to rule on this tonight. It will wait until a better time when we can have a real public hearing.
Alderman, I understand that, and I agree with you. However, I think we're in violent agreement here, and I think we're arguing against ourselves, and I think if we let the conversation play out, we may give the constituents exactly what they're looking for. But if you short-circuit it and say, no, we don't want to talk about it, you may end up exactly what the constituents don't want.
Now, we didn't say we don't want to talk about it. We were going to talk about it.
But that's what the motion does. The motion preempts it for the moment.
When the public can voice their concerns. That's all. The motion stands, whether I get a second or not.
Well, you already do.
It's approved or not.
Alderman, you already do.
And you can't vote.
Motion stands.
Yes on his.
Mr. Mayor, you do, Dan. Don't worry about it. Mr. Mayor, I'm demoting you. It's Mr. City Attorney.
My understanding of where the motion ended was that it was a motion to open the public hearing, and then when there was no further public comment, that the public hearing would be postponed and continued to a date certain. Is that the motion?
That is correct. That is the motion.
And that's what was seconded?
That was my second. Based on this has been 7 years in waiting, I think we can wait a little longer.
And there's no amendment to that motion along the lines of potentially voting on three of the four items as stated by the Director of Finance?
We could break that up in two different motions.
Well,
we
if you...
that.
No.
Can I call the question?
No.
Second to the question.
Okay.
My understanding, there are 50 people online right now.
The question has been called. I'm calling the question. No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Could you restate the motion, please?
No. The vote we're taking right now is to call the question. Alderman
right,
Dandria.
But then
Alderman Dandria. Aye. To call the question. Alderman, who's next? Alderman Mayor.
On the question of the calling the question, I vote aye.
Who's next?
Well, then what's the motion, though?
Dandria voted aye on calling the question.
What's Mayor, the motion, though? What
this is to call.
I know, but then what's
the motion? I vote aye on calling the question.
That's funny.
To call the question, Steve. We'll get to the motion.
Oh.
On calling the question, Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber to call the question. You.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson called
aye.
The question. The question has been called on a vote of 5-1. The question now is to table after discussion, to open the meeting, open the hearing, and then at the end of the discussion, to table it continue it to a date certain.
Trust me on this.
Is that your understanding?
Open the public hearing, and that's what would be continued at the conclusion of comment.
To a date certain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No. So on the question, Alderman Dandria.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm. I'm sorry, Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes.
No.
Three. Mayor votes no. So that motion fails. So,
Mayor, then I'd like to make a second motion.
Alderman, you know, I'm not going to impinge on your right to make a motion, but let's let it stand for a minute and let's get public comment and then make a motion. You haven't had a single conversation from anybody in the public yet.
Then you'll have a motion while the public hearing is still pending.
Well, right now,
we haven't had a single comment from a public. We're sitting here taking action in a public hearing, and the public hasn't had a right to speak yet.
And that was just and right. So then you let the public speak, and then you go from there.
I mean, how's that? We're arguing about the public having a right to speak, and then we don't want to let them speak?
Wait a minute. How can you call this a public hearing when the public is told not to be there? And to come there might be risking their own safety. Public safety should be our first priority. You're encouraging people to come out and put themselves in an unsafe situation. This is ridiculous. This should be postponed. There should not be a question about it.
Alderman, we have people here that we got to listen to. So
and
at least
that's what the motion was, to let them speak and then hold it over for those that are staying home and protecting themselves tonight and protecting others.
Alderman, let me open the public hearing and let them speak, and then we'll take action following that. If it's to hold it open, then we'll do that. But let's let whoever's here that wants to speak, speak. That's all. All I want to do is hear the public speak. And then we can take whatever action you want to take.
Or at least can try.
So, okay. So with that, I will open a public hearing in this matter. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter?
Mrs.
Evans.
Right.
Hello, my name is...
A little bit closer.
My name is Janet Evans, 4415 West Hilltop Lane, Franklin. I am president of the Franklin School Board. The first comments I make will be just as an elected official. It is disappointing to be here again to talk about exempting public schools from impact fees. As some of you might recall, on January 21st, 2014, Mayor Tom Taylor called to order a meeting, and present were Alderman Mark D'Andrea, Alderman Daniel Mayer, Alderwoman Kristen Wilhelm, Alderman Steve Taylor, Alderman Doug Schmidt, and excused was Alderman Ken Skronsky. Item G4, Alderman Schmidt moved to adopt an ordinance to amend 92-9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees for the purpose of exempting public schools from application of each of the various impact fees. The motion failed due to the lack of a second. Today, I took
David
a moment.
Iwanowski.
What was that?
Has left.
Okay. Today, I took a moment to compare the organizational charts of Franklin Public School District and the City of Franklin. Not surprisingly, each of our charts indicate the head of our organizations is our citizens. I'd like to take a moment to explain who Franklin Public Schools is. Franklin Public Schools is approximately 4,747 students who, according to the Wisconsin Constitution, have a right to a free public education, and it is required that annually each city or town levy a school tax to pay for said education. Franklin Public Schools is approximately 340 certified teaching staff, 120 educational assistants, 33 food service staff, 44 building and grounds staff, 25 office staff, nurses, bus drivers, coaches, administration, and board members. It is parents and guardians of each of our students. It is every citizen that resides in Franklin within the legal boundaries of our district. It is every community member who takes pride in our students and who they will become. These stakeholders, our students, parents, citizens, and community members, are also your stakeholders. I felt the need to clarify who Franklin Public Schools is because there was a reference made here recently that Franklin Public Schools doesn't partner with the city. On the contrary, we actively partner with the police and fire departments, the health department, parks, Volition Franklin, seniors, Franklin businesses, the library, and civic events. Our stakeholders, partner in the arts for the enjoyment of fellow citizens in the district's recreation department, for community well-being by participating in and promoting charitable events, coming together as a community to support each other at sports activities, and training with first responders for safety protocols. These are only a few examples. While the City Council and School Board each govern with different duties and responsibilities, we both work for the same stakeholders, those citizens who sit at the top of our organizational charts. Franklin Public Schools is committed to student achievement and providing a quality education for every student who walks through its doors. It is clear that our stakeholders, your stakeholders, have been uninformed of the inequity regarding the City of Franklin charging public schools impact fees, while the Franklin Municipal Code exempts from impact fees every other form of government, including the City of Franklin, but not the school district, which is also a government entity. Now I'll be speaking as board president on behalf of the Board of Education. As stated at the end of the school board resolution, which is placed behind the impact fee study in your packet, in the best interest of the entire community, the Franklin Public Schools Board of Education recommends that the City of Franklin Common Council follow the impact fee study recommendation and exempt public school districts from impact fees, and do so by including school districts in the list of government entities that are not institutional in the Franklin Municipal Code 92.9 definition of institutional development, and make this retroactive to January 1st, 2017, and do not charge the Franklin Public Schools $90,063.42. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Evans. Anyone else wishing to speak?